Good afternoon. We're here with another episode of the Shawnmu Hoops podcast, and pleased to announce the first player that I've had on the podcast in rising junior guard, Marcus Howard of Marquette. Marcus is one of the most prolific scorers in college basketball and should be expected to be one of the top players in the Big East this upcoming season. Marcus, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So Marcus is coming off a fantastic sophomore year where he averaged over 20 points per game. I mean, this is coming after a stellar freshman year where he was a top three-point shooter in the country. But Marcus, how quickly have the first 2 years gone for you so far?
You know, coming into college, I mean, you'd hear people kind of tell you, like, enjoy it because it goes by quick and you kind of just brush it off. But now, actually experiencing it and going into my junior year, I mean, it's crazy just how fast time has flown, you know. To think of all the things not only myself but my team has done in the 2 years I've been at Marquette is just crazy. And I can't believe just how fast it's all gone. You know, I'm 19 years old now. I came in at 17. So, I mean, just to see how quick things have gone is really just it puts things in perspective, you know. So, I mean, it's been a good 2 years so far.
So you mentioned you came in at 17, and I just want to go back a few years because this is probably, you know, the last time we saw each other. But you were taking part in, you played with the USA U16s, but then the USA U17s. And normally, you know, on the USA U17 team, these kids are rising juniors and seniors. But for you, you went and won the gold medal. And then right after you guys did that, you were actually starting up at Marquette. So kind of take me back through that, you know, that whirlwind experience.
Definitely. So it was just a crazy time at that point. You know, we were in Zaragoza, Spain, playing. And, you know, prior to that, we had the week or two in Colorado Springs, you know, doing the mini camp, you know, getting ready for the tournament down in Spain. So I've been away from home for about a good 3 weeks prior to the whole tournament. Then as we were traveling to Spain, you know, playing games and then winning the gold medal, I'd been gone for about a month, and then right from there, yeah, mostly everybody was going home, but I actually had to report to summer school, so I went from Spain all the way to Milwaukee, you know, said bye to my parents real quick, because they were in Spain with me, said bye to them real quick, said I'll see you guys soon, and then I was off to Milwaukee, you know, just to start my collegiate career. So, I mean, it was just crazy, and just the fact of how young I was, you know, not really knowing what to expect, but I felt I was mature beyond my years in terms of just being ready to, you know, play at that time. So I was looking forward to it, but at the same time, it was just kind of surreal just to know that I was just playing with a bunch of high school kids, and now I'm going straight to college while they're still going to be doing another year of high school. So I mean, it was crazy to think about. I mean, I know I remember that flight. It was a long flight, and I was just thinking of all the scenarios that were going to happen once I got there, you know, not really knowing what to expect, but, you know, just coming in trying to work hard. And you know, it was definitely just a cool experience to come in and be able to, you know, learn from everybody that was there, and you know, just be immersed in the program right away. So I mean, it was really cool.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I know you could have, you know, you could have been coming back from Spain and going to Peach Jam and leading the EYBL in scoring, but instead you're starting summer school and starting as one of the youngest freshmen off at Marquette. For you grew up initially went to high school in Arizona before going to Findlay Prep. So I'm sure, you know, Arizona State recruiting you hard, as well as the Pac-12 schools. But what made you, you know, kind of decide on Marquette as your college?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I actually was committed to Arizona State after my freshman year. You know, I had a great relationship with Herb Sendek and as well as Stan Johnson, you know, who are at Arizona State. And, you know, as time went on, me personally, I'm a very relationship-oriented person. You know, I'm very about building, make relationships and building on those relationships. And I felt throughout the recruiting process, you know, me and Stan Johnson had a great relationship. He was one of the first people to recruit me. And as time went on and he ended up at Marquette, he would continually just tell me about the campus, about the program in itself, the atmosphere they had around the program, you know, just their culture. He would tell me about that all the time. And when I got a chance to, you know, get on campus, meet the guys, see a game, you know, I fell in love with just the campus as a whole, the people at Marquette, and, you know, just the brand itself. I mean, I can't really put into words. It's more so an experience that you have to, you know, see for yourself. But Marquette's really a special place, and I've been blessed to be here for the past 2 years. And I know from the bottom of my heart, it was probably one of the best decisions I made was, taking a kid from hot weather in Arizona and bring him to Milwaukee winters. Some might think I'm crazy for saying that, but it's really been just a great decision, and just being around great people at Marquette.
Well, definitely an adjustment from that point of view. But how is it, for you playing under Wojo, who, played under Coach K and coached at Duke for a while, and I think he was entering his third season at Marquette. But how has that experience been for you playing, with a guy that was obviously a very good college player and a very good college point guard? How has that experience been playing for somebody like him?
No, it's been great. I mean, there's so much you can take from Coach Wojo. I mean, in my opinion, he's the hardest working coach there is in America. I mean, I haven't seen many people, do what he does on a daily basis, and he does everything to pursue excellence. And not only just from an on-court perspective, but off the court, he wants the same from his players. He wants them to be great people in the community, great students before anything on the basketball court. He pushes us to be great people, great students. So that's what I respect the most about him, is his work ethic and his expectation for us to be great in everything we do. But just like with any relationship, it takes time, and I think as time's gone on, me and him have grown in our relationship, and it's going to continue to grow as well. I mean, I love how he's always challenging me to be better in different situations, as a player. He's definitely challenged me the most as a coach, and as a player, I mean, I have nothing but respect for how he coaches me, and he pushes me each and every day. And I feel he's been the best coach I've had because he's given me those challenges, and he's made me learn more about myself than I would say other coaches have. So I mean, me and his relationship has been great. I just look forward to continuing to build off it, especially with this year coming up. I'm really excited, especially with all this hype around our team and the new arena that we're having in Milwaukee. I mean, I'm just really excited for everything to get underway.
Okay, well, I definitely want to chat about this upcoming season and your expectations. But before we go there, you kind of talked about, taking time to build the relationship. And as a freshman, you were all Big East rookie team. Mentioned top 3-point shooter in the country. But if you remember back to the very beginning, the first few games, it seemed like there was a little bit of an adjustment period before you really, started clicking and got going. So how was it just, at the very beginning of the season, that November, late November, December, early December timeframe of, just trying to get acclimated to really a team that had a lot of, experienced players on it?
Definitely. I mean, just like any freshman, you're gonna have highs and lows, and it happens in any college player as well with any season. And I had to just rely on my faith, and just rely on the fact that I knew I was a good player. And I couldn't get caught up in if I was playing bad or if I didn't play as much. I had to just stay with the course and control what I could control. And talking with my family about that, I would ask them what more could I do and stuff like that. They would just always tell me, stay the course, control what you can control, and everything will work out for itself. And I just continued to try and work each and every day on things I felt I needed to work on, what my coaches felt I needed to work on. And I knew in time, things would happen. I knew God's plan for me was bigger than anything I could imagine. So I continued just, walk with faith, stay positive. And as time went on, things kind of started clicking for me, like you said. And it was just a process and everything. I had to trust that process and, just continue to try and make sure I was doing what I could to help my team get better and not just think about myself, but more so the team. And I felt when I did that, things for me kind of panned out, and I started to get adjusted pretty well.
Okay. I know that season, that was the first year that Marquette had made the tournament under Wojo. And I know it didn't end up like you guys wanted, but how was that experience? And you guys played South Carolina, who ended up, kind of surprising everybody and making the Final Four. But you guys were, giving them quite the game, pretty much a road game for you guys, the first half. So how was that just experience, being in the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, it was great. Just knowing that we hadn't been there in a while, and that we were the team to kind of get us back there. It was a good feeling. But we were just excited, to be there and compete. And none of us knew what to expect. And so just going out there and trying to treat it like any game in the Big East was really important for us, you know, not trying to play with any nerves or anything like that. Like you said, South Carolina was a great team, which proved why they went to the Final Four. But it was a good experience. You know, we definitely, as a team after that game, were hungry for more, and we wanted to get back to that point but go farther. And, you know, as a leader on the team, I mean, I try to emphasize that to our guys, you know, that the tournament's just a special place to play, and we have to do whatever it takes, you know, to try and get back there. And, you know, play for a national championship, because that's our end goal with everything. So, you know, just trying to stay focused and trying to keep that feeling alive of what it felt like to play in the tournament kind of is what drives us, you know, to work as hard as we work.
Okay, and I know, you know, just got, you know, the jump from your freshman to sophomore year, went from averaging 13 points all the way up to 20 points, still, you know, keeping your efficiency pretty high, 94% from the free throw line, which, you know, basically means you barely ever missed from the free throw line. But what kind of, you know, how did you kind of make that jump from obviously a strong player your freshman year to really, you know, being one of the main guys and main leaders as only a sophomore?
Yeah, I knew after my freshman year, it was going to be important for me and our team for me to make a big jump. And I felt I had to do that in many ways in terms of leadership, as well as, you know, being able to score the ball and make other things happen. So I knew coming in this past year, it was going to be really important for me to be aggressive. And, you know, coach really emphasized to me to just play off my instincts and, just try and do the things I'm good at and not try to do too much. But, you know, I just tried to do what I could to help my team. And, you know, he gave me a lot of freedom in terms of being able to play my game. And, you know, I'm going to continue to, you know, just play my game as time goes on, but also try and tweak a little things here and there to try and make sure I'm the best player I can be.
Okay, and then you know this season obviously got to bring up your early January exploits, which I think was had to have been probably the best back-to-back performances anybody put up during the regular season. But you went for, you know, 52 points against Providence to start the year in a win, and then just a few days later went up against the eventual national championships and had 37 points and 8 assists. So, you know, talk me through just scoring 52 points. That, you know, that's just such a ungodly amount of points, hitting 11 threes. So talk me through that just experience and how you were feeling during that game.
You know, it was crazy, you know, just from the whole game, you know, from start to finish. I only had about like 10 points in the first half. I wasn't really hitting shots I normally would, and we were down going into halftime, and you know, nobody was really saying much at halftime, so I had to kind of light a fire in our guys that, you know, that we're not losing this game. We had lost at the Dunkin' Donuts Center last year in a game we should have won. And I said, "There's no way we're not." I said, "There's no way we're not leaving this place without a win." And I knew that I had to, you know, step up my game and how I played. So right away, I just tried to be aggressive in the second half. And you know, my teammate kept feeding me. I tried to make the best reads I could, and you know, we just kept rolling with that. And it was great that we got the win. That was the most important thing. I was most happy we got a win on the road against a good team. But yeah, you know, I mean, it was just in a game like that, I mean, you kind of just start rolling, and it's kind of like an out of body experience. Like, it's like you don't really feel yourself doing it, but you are. Yeah, it was definitely just a groove I was in. I mean, I felt really good about the shots I was getting off, and you know, the reads I was making, and then my teammates were able to, you know, respond off me as well. Greg played great defense down the stretch on Cartwright. Sam hit that shot at the end, you know, to kind of seal the game. And you know, I think just from a whole collective effort, we all played smart, and we were able to get a tough one out.
You know, you mentioned kind of getting in the groove, and you know, when you get in that, is it just kind of every shot you take, you feel like it's going in? Just and is it kind of a, you know, increased level of confidence, or what? How are you kind of feeling once you're in that groove or zone?
Definitely. I mean, when I'm in a groove like that, it's like, you know, every shot I take, I feel like it's going in. And, you know, there's a couple shots I took that were heat check shots. But, you know, I mean, I was definitely just trying to stay aggressive. You know, when you're on like that, you want to be sure to keep shooting your bullets, you know, not just kind of shy away. And I just try to, you know, if I thought a shot was a good shot, you know, I was going to take it. Because, I mean, I felt like I really couldn't miss. And, you know, my coaches felt the same way, and they put full trust in me to make those decisions. And, you know, I'm glad that things turned out the way they did.
Okay. Well, obviously, another strong sophomore year. But really going into this upcoming season, this past season, the Big East, obviously what I thought was probably the toughest conference in the country, and really kind of go team by team from Villanova, Xavier, Butler, et cetera. A lot of them are pretty senior laden. And you can kind of go through the first team and second team, and really, you're the only guy that made either of those two teams that is coming back. Shamorian Pons from St. John's, he might come back, but we'll see. Everybody besides you two was really a senior. So, for you guys as a team, what are your expectations going into this Big East season?
No, we have huge expectations. I mean, like you said, we got pretty much everybody back, besides Rousey, you know, who was a big part of our team. But we're adding a lot to this year too. We have Ed Morrow from Nebraska, who's going to be huge for us. Brennan Bailey, a freshman coming in. Joey Hauser, a freshman coming in, who's going to be outstanding for us. You know, I mean, then we have great guys coming back. You know, Sam, Jamal, Greg, Sakar. I mean, just down the line, I mean, we have everybody coming back, and we're all just really excited to play with each other yet again. And I feel with our experience now, I mean, last year everybody would talk about us being probably one of the youngest teams in the Big East in the country, et cetera, but you know, I feel with our experience that we have now, I think we're going to be one of the top teams in the Big East, not just in the Big East, but I feel in the country. You know, I think it's not only my job, but a couple of guys on our team's job, you know, just to rally those guys and, you know, lead them and lead by example. I think it's really important for that. And I know we are going to have high expectations this year. And you know, I mean, not many people believe in us or think we're going to do anything big. But you know, me personally, I think differently. I think very highly of my team and my coaching staff. And I know with the work we're going to put in this summer, as well as in the off season, that we're gonna surprise a lot of people this year. And you know, I'm really just looking forward to that challenge and, you know, just proving people wrong.
I know you guys had a lot of people returning, but totally forgot about Ed Morrow, who had transferred from Nebraska, who I got to watch a lot when he was at Simeon, and I've always been impressed with his toughness and skill. So you adding him and the freshmen to already a talented team will definitely make you guys, obviously very explosive on the offensive end, and as you said, one of the top teams in the Big East and ideally the country. You talked about working hard this summer. So from you individually, I know you work out harder than pretty much any other player I've met. So what's kind of on your regimen for the summer?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I for sure wanted to take maybe a day or two to kind of recover from being in Costa Rica. That was a lot of heavy lifting and manual labor. So, you know, just making sure I'm taking care of my body, you know, and I took probably a day or two to just relax and recover. But you know, I got back in the gym today, starting today, so it's gonna be pretty strict regimen. You know, I'm gonna go in the morning. I went this morning at 5 o'clock with my older brother Desmond. So we were in the gym for about an hour and a half, 2 hours on the court. So I'm gonna do that. I did that this morning. You know, this will be an everyday thing. I'll do that in the mornings around 5. You know, kind of just relax for a little bit, rest, and then I'll lift with my dad, who's a head strength and conditioning coach. And we'll lift and do stuff like that. But then at night, me and Desmond again will probably work out probably for a good 2 hours just doing straight shooting. So you know, just keeping that strict regimen I think is huge. I mean, being away for a week in Costa Rica, not really touching a ball was definitely probably one of the toughest things I've had to do. So coming back to that, I wanted to be sure that I'm doing whatever I can, you know, being in the gym as much as I can to make sure I'm getting my strength back, you know, making sure I'm fine tuning everything I need to fine tune. And, you know, just trying to get better in areas I need to improve on. So I mean, you know, just continuing to keep that strict regimen that I've always kept is really important for me in my development. You know, this summer is going to be really huge for me. So I'm really looking forward to just getting to work.
Okay. Well, there's a few things you mentioned I wanted to touch on, but in terms of areas of improvement, what are you trying to work on over the summer to either add to your game or just maybe strengthen a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, first thing, I want to be sure that my body's in the best condition it can be. You know, being sure I'm, eating the right way, getting the right amount of sleep, stretching. I think that's very important. I'm only 19, but I want to be able to play for as long as I can. I'm not going to be young forever, so I want to be sure I'm taking care of my body now so it'll hold up down the road. But also just working on my defense, being sure that I'm working, staying low, being in a stance a lot more than I was last year in my freshman year, and just becoming a better defender. Then my decision making as well, just making the right reads in terms of situations. I feel I'll be playing the point a lot this year, so being sure I'm able to make those reads, cut down my turnovers and bring up my assists. So that's something I've really been working on, just watching film. Been watching film every day with my brother and my dad, so I think that's really important, just to continue to dive into the game on a more of a intellectual level rather than a physical level. So I think that's just as important as the court stuff.
Okay.
Then also, just continuing to just fine tune everything I have now. I mean, my shooting, my ball handling, my finishing around the rim, just kind of a little bit of everything. But I want to be sure that I'm focusing on those things.
Okay. Well, in terms of shooting, obviously you're known as an excellent shooter, but and I'm sure you kind of had that from when you first started playing, but when you're working out shooting wise, what type of drills are you doing, and what are you doing to kind of really, keep up that 40%+ 3-point line and 90% from the free throw line? What type of stuff are you doing during the summer just to kind of keep that so strong?
Yeah, I mean, the workouts I do with my brother are like unlike any other. I feel like, he pushes me more than anybody in terms of just being able to make shots. We'll do stuff like I'll be at a spot and I have to make 15 threes in a row, and then I'll have to be at another spot and do a specific move and make another 15 in a row. So I mean, just doing that repetitively, and you're gonna miss. I mean, you're not gonna make 15 in a row on the first try. So I mean, just being able to do it repetitively, even though when you miss, and still being able to stay focused and stay in it is really tough. But then we'll do anything from like shooting half court shots to shooting fadeaway threes from out of bounds. I mean, you just never know with my brother. I mean, he always is keeping me on my toes. And so he the way he makes his workouts are so that I'm like in a game. So when it presents itself in a game, it's like I've seen it before. So I mean, he'll be guarding me. I mean, he probably gets more of a workout than I do. I mean, because he's out there guarding me. He's out there, rebounding. I mean, he does it all. So I mean, a big credit to him in terms of where I'm at as a player is really a lot of it has to do with him and just how he's pushed me. But yeah, I mean, like our workouts are just like it's stuff I can't really explain. I mean, the stuff we do is so unorthodox. I mean, not many people will do it or can do it. So I mean, it's very tough. But I feel he's the best at what he does, and I really think that the way he trains me and my other brother Jordan is a big reason why we've had success on probably one of the highest levels there is. So I mean, we're just continuing, just to push each other and get better.
Well, yeah, you just mentioned Jordan and along with Desmond, obviously a strong family, family bond, basketball realm. So, talking about Jordan, I know he put up over 2,000 points in his career and just had a workout with the Milwaukee Bucks pretty recently. So, how is it? Is it kind of a good competition, like a sibling rivalry, or how is it just kind of among the brothers, obviously being a competitive but close-knit family?
Yeah, I mean, for me, family is everything. My family is my world. The fact that we all share the bond of loving basketball is just it's something special. And the fact that Jordan is who he is, I mean, just makes it that much sweeter. So I mean, I would never say it's like a rivalry or a competition. I mean, we get more out of seeing each other succeed than anything. I mean, I want nothing more than for him to succeed, and he wants nothing more than for me to succeed. So I mean, when we were both are just doing really well, I mean, we're always really, really just always encouraging of each other. It's never like, oh, I'm chasing him, he's chasing me. Mind you, like when we're together, we're very competitive people. So like, we're always trying to outdo one another, but it's never like it's always in the right place. But as brothers, we always kind of go at it a little bit, but it's all out of love. At the end of the day, I mean, we love each other, and we're always just trying to make sure we're getting each other better. But nobody pushes me more than Jordan. Jordan's not the talk junk or get in your face type of dude. He's more so like just quiet, chill, and lets his game do the talking. And at times, I can be more annoying than anything. But Jordan is a big part. I mean, like I said, Desmond is a big part of who I am today. But Jordan as well has really impacted me in a huge way. I mean, he's my favorite player. I mean, some people ask me who my favorite player is. They'll expect like a Steph Curry or somebody like that. But my favorite player is Jordan. I mean, I get more enjoyment out of watching him play than anybody else. I take more out of his game than I do anybody else. So, just the fact that he is who he is and the things he's had to overcome over the years is just a true testament to the type of person he is and how loyal Jordan is. And, I take that not only from basketball but for life. And, I'm just so proud of him and all he's done. And, he's going to do great, outstanding things with the game of basketball. I mean, his journey is far from being done. And I'm just really excited to see where he ends up and see all his hard work pay off.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure from you, it's exciting seeing him getting a workout with the Bucks and the other workouts that'll come along. And I'm sure you're also watching just to kind of see how he approaches it, because obviously you'll be in the same boat at some point soon in the future of your next step. So I'm sure it's nice to kind of see somebody go through it and learn from that. But just staying on the basketball note for a few more questions. I was kind of curious. In your 2 seasons, who's been the toughest player that you've gone against?
The toughest player I've gone against is, I'm sure everybody who's played him would say this too. Toughest player I've played against is Jalen Brunson. He's probably one of the smartest players I played against. His ability to think kind of 2 steps ahead of everybody else. And, being able to play against him for 2 years, I felt has gotten me better as a player. And, there's a reason why Villanova is as good as they are, and they had him as their leader. And, it was evident when you saw their team play. So I mean, just he's an outstanding player, and I was really fortunate to play against him in my 2 years here while he's going to be professional now. But yeah, he was definitely by far the toughest player I played against.
Okay, and I mean, obviously, you went against him twice during the regular season, so the eventual national championships. But how was it, when you guys were going up against them, to you, were they kind of the top team in the country, or how was it just kind of going against such a talented team this season?
I mean, everybody from the outside kind of says, "Oh, Villanova's so good." I can't believe how. I mean, but we would see it on a yearly basis, and I mean, playing against Villanova, they are as advertised. I mean, we play them. I played them 6 to 7 times in my 2 years, and there has not been one doubt in my mind that, I mean, they've earned everything they've gotten. I mean, they're an outstanding team, outstanding coach. So I mean, I know. So just playing, being able to play against them, I think has, made me and my team a better team and me a better player. So I mean, it's been good playing against them. I'm excited, just to continue to play against them my next coming year.
Okay. And then what is the toughest gym, or maybe not toughest, but what's the gym you look forward to going to the most?
I mean, me personally, I love away games because I love, playing on the road. I love, trying to beat an opponent on their home floor. But the place I love going to most and playing at is, I'd have to say now, I have to say Providence.
Okay.
I like their arena. Their fans are always like kind of in your face. So, I mean, I kind of like playing against that. It reminds me of just, like playing on the playground. So I mean, I like being able to play at Providence and, try and get a win in a tough place like that to play.
Okay, and then you mentioned you just got back from Costa Rica, and you wrapped up your school year. So what were you doing out there?
So I was out in Costa Rica for about a week. Me and a group of student athletes at Marquette went on a service trip out there to with an affiliate called Courts for Kids, and we're building a basketball court for a community out there. It's called Juana Lama in Costa Rica. So we were out there for a week, just laying down cement, laying down rocks, trying to build a court, for a community that, truly loves sports. So I mean, it was a great experience. Definitely probably one of the hardest things I've had to do in terms of challenging my body. I'll wake up every morning sore in a different place from just, lifting, being in like a squatting position, you know, just working. I mean, it was a lot of work, but I mean, the group I was with, you know, made it just so much better, and the community was so welcoming. So I mean, it was truly a blessing just to, you know, be able to do something like that in a different country. And, you know, I felt we made a big impact on the community in terms of how we were towards them and how they were towards us. So I mean, it was an amazing experience.
Okay. Oh yeah, I know that's a pretty rare experience to getting to go and do that, but kind of goes into what you were saying earlier, the student athlete experience. And I know during the year, along with, you know, basketball and the practices and the games, you're taking 15, 18 credits a semester and really working hard in the classroom. So you know, overall, I just wanted to thank you for coming on as first basketball player I've had on. So I have enjoyed watching you grow from the USA tryouts to, you know, averaging 20 plus points per game in the Big East. So appreciate you coming on the podcast.
Oh no, I really appreciate you having me, man. It was truly a pleasure.
Okay, well, we'll be looking out for Marquette, not only in the Big East, but in the country this year with all the returning talent and all the newcomers you guys have, and looking forward to watching you as a junior this season. So thanks again.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.